This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. There is a lot of bad news these days. COVID, politics, the economy, climate change, natural disasters, crime, international humanitarian crises. Today, I'm answering a question from a listener about the impact of watching, reading, and listening to the news. With the constant presence of innumerable news outlets and social outlets that you can listen to, watch, discuss, scroll, and read the doom and gloom, you can do it from morning till night. Many people get drawn into constant consumption, thinking they just want to stay abreast. But in actuality, they're very drawn to the horrors, rather like someone might be drawn to watching true crime shows or horror movies. Sometimes these news items affect them directly. But more often, the news story doesn't affect them directly and personally in the here and now. Sometimes people who are not directly affected are able to watch and read these news items and not find themselves emotionally that affected. But oftentimes, people are emotionally impacted despite the lack of day-to-day impact. Sometimes you might not even be aware of how emotionally impacted you are by the constant news consumption. It just adds to a feeling of general tension, concern, feelings of lack of safety, that there are dangers lurking, stressful situations being around every corner, and for many, sadness that the world has so much suffering. Many of these people are aware that the news items upset them a lot, but they feel compelled to continue scrolling and consuming, unable to look away and thinking about the dire situations around the world. They are aware that the content creeps into their daily thoughts, intrudes on their ability to concentrate and to have pleasurable times, because the thoughts pop up and remind them that actually the world feels like it's on fire or is beyond sad. These thoughts tie themselves to mood and anxiety levels in general. It's possible to feel depressed or develop overwhelming anxiety, and as though the depression or anxiety is due to the many real and also existential calamities of the planet Earth. Why do some people watch and then blithely go on with their day, while others feel consumed with the content all day long. Our brains are all wired a little differently. Some people are either biologically and or due to past difficult circumstances more predisposed to a number of things. One is the predisposition to depressive disorders and anxiety disorders. It is known that both mood disorders and anxiety disorders run in families and that there is a genetic component. And if this is the case for you, spending a lot of time intaking content that is distressing or worrisome can stress you, and chronic stress can increase the likelihood that a mood or anxiety problem will arise. People who have had traumatic experiences in their past, in childhood, or even in adulthood, are often more predisposed to being triggered by distressing content, especially content which in any way is reminiscent of the trauma they particularly experienced. But even content that is not specific to them, if that content engenders a similar emotional impact, that may also trigger them. People who are already living in very stressful circumstances may also have a lower threshold for being disturbed by the news in an ongoing way. The way mood and anxiety often work is that one can start to have increased feelings of sadness or worrying, and then actually, temporarily, after that emotional state is there, the brain grabs onto thoughts to help cognitively explain why you are feeling that way. So in other words, first you're having the feeling state, and then you're registering the thoughts that explain your feeling state. But it already happens so fast, it feels like you're having the thoughts first. So it may be that you are already struggling with increased sadness or nervousness, and then your mind says, albeit very quickly, so quickly that consciously it seems like the thought came from the feeling state, why am I feeling like this? And your answer is, because there are terrible forest fires in California and people are losing their homes and animals in the forest are dying horrible deaths. But from your couch in New York. It's not that this isn't terrible news. It is. It's that you register it and it emotionally stays with you for a long time. And it may even seem stuck in your mind on an endless loop. Which leads me to a group especially affected by the news. Almost everyone thinks about something disturbing every day. Like, what if I got in a car crash? But the thought comes into their head, and then it floats out so quickly, it may not even register consciously at all. But some people have an obsessional style of thinking. This could be a person with obsessive-compulsive disorder, but it could also be a person who doesn't have OCD, but still has a tendency for obsessional or sticky thoughts. Thoughts tend to get stuck in their mind, and not only don't float away, but if they try to push them away, saying, oh, that's upsetting, I don't want to think about that, and I'll try not to, the thought actually becomes even more sticky and more front and center in their minds. The more they think, I've got to stop thinking about climate change, it's so upsetting to me, the more they feel plagued by thoughts of starving polar bears and feel upset, sad, or worried. The tenacity of their thoughts may make the thought seem even more real to them, more present and pertinent, which only serves to exacerbate the feeling state that it invokes. How can I help with Dr. Gail Saltz? We'll be back after this short break.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Let me turn to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I love your podcast. It has made my life better in many ways. I've been following the news on Afghanistan and seeing what's happening there, the airport attack, Taliban murders, and the Afghans who can't leave and will now be living in a mostly restrictive military country. And I keep feeling this sense of survivor's guilt. I get to enjoy my freedoms and can go on living, but 40 million people won't. I don't know how to reconcile this with daily life, in that I find myself thinking about Afghanistan sometimes throughout the day when doing basic entertainment activities, like watching a show or scrolling through social media, and instantly drift off worrying about them. What can I do to fix this? First of all, thank you, listener, for your positive feedback. I really appreciate that. There is no doubt that numerous unthinkable atrocities happened in Afghanistan, and there are likely to be future ones as well. Numerous people in this country are disturbed by the sequence of events there and have concern for the futures of the people of Afghanistan. But you are describing instantly and frequently drifting off to worrying about them, no matter what else you are doing. It sounds as if these thoughts are intruding on your day, preoccupying your thoughts, and making it difficult to engage with other thoughts, activities, and other moods. I understand why you are using the words survivor's guilt, because part of your sadness and worry for them is guilt that you are not them, not actually suffering as they do. Guilt is a huge part of depression for many people. In fact, guilt is one of the main feelings I ask about when interviewing a patient to examine possible depression. People who are experiencing depression often experience it in the form of crushing guilt about all manner of things, both seemingly rational and irrational. But survivor's guilt is a symptom by definition usually reserved for someone who has survived an event or illness or other life-threatening circumstance that others or another did not survive. It can be a soldier at war, or a group in a car crash, or a survivor of a life-threatening disease. It often is a symptom that accompanies post-traumatic stress disorder after a traumatic event. But it doesn't have to be a part of PTSD. It can occur on its own. So while I would say your situation doesn't exactly meet the definition of survivor's guilt, the concept that you are experiencing feelings of guilt in the face of a group of people going through horrendous atrocities that you are not, by luck of the fact that you do not live in Afghanistan, has to do with the reports creating or joining with a sense of sadness that you have. And with the sadness is coming feelings of guilt that somehow you are bad for not saving them. Actual symptoms of survivor's guilt include, for psychological symptoms, feelings of helplessness, flashbacks of the traumatic event, irritability, lack of motivation, mood swings and angry outbursts, obsessive thoughts about the traumatic event, and sometimes even suicidal thoughts. And physical symptoms can come along with that too. Changes in appetite, difficulty sleeping, headaches, nausea or stomach ache, racing heart. If you had been one of the people on the plane out of Afghanistan and now we're feeling safe, I would say that indeed you may be suffering both PTSD and survivor's guilt. However, what you are bringing up is how easy it is for someone who is predisposed to depression or anxiety or obsessional thinking to over-identify with the victims in any news story. One strength of many people who have depression or an anxiety disorder is actually they are tremendously empathic people. They are sensitive and able to really put themselves in another person's shoes, to understand and imagine where they are coming from, how it feels to be them, and then to react with wonderful compassion. This strength, however, is a downside of when you easily empathize and imagine being with them. You can also feel their suffering. It may be hard to erect the appropriate boundaries to know that though you may sympathize with them, you aren't them, and you are truly okay, even if they are not. Empathizing with all victims and all tragedies of the world is overwhelming, and it's unsustainable, and actually, mentally, unhealthy. It also doesn't really fix the situation for the victims. Another particular issue that you're alluding to is what's called your locus of control. Some people are more likely to internalize blame about anything and everything. When explaining events, they tend to attribute causation to their personal characteristics rather than, in cases, outside forces. In a lot of situations, this can be a good thing for self-esteem. For example, by taking credit for good outcomes, people are able to feel better about themselves and their abilities. But it can be devastating when people blame themselves for events that are out of their control. If you tend to see many occurrences, both good and bad, as in your control, this can increase the likelihood that you feel worse when bad things happen, even though they really may be completely out of your control, because you feel nonetheless that you should be able to control them. Another reason that you could be experiencing this high guilt includes things like if you've had a history of trauma. Research indicates that experiencing a trauma during your childhood increases the likelihood of negative emotions following even witnessing other disturbing events. If you have a history of depression, people who are already depressed or who experienced it in the past might be more likely to experience guilt and anxiety following witnessing other traumas. And if you have low self-esteem, because people with low self-esteem may place less value on their own well-being, and when faced with surviving something that others don't, they may be more likely to question whether they deserved their good luck. And this can lead to high feelings of guilt. Whichever of these reasons may be explaining why you are struggling with guilt about the situation in Afghanistan, and I would imagine for future news items of similar sorts, here are some things that could be helpful to you. It's okay to allow yourself to feel sad for them. It is reasonable to acknowledge when other people are hurting and to allow yourself to sympathize, which is different from empathizing. In other words, I feel sorry for you is different than I imagine being you and therefore more fully understand what it is to be you. So channel your sadness into sympathy. Then, sometimes when you're really bothered, it is important and good to do something positive. Whether it's for yourself or others, take your feelings and direct them toward making a positive change in the world. You could do it vis-a-vis these people who are struggling in Afghanistan, maybe looking into how you can be helpful, supporting an organization that is helping them, for example. But it really could be about any sort of positive change in the world, people in your community, even yourself. But the very action of helping, and particularly helping others, can make you feel better in this sort of circumstance. Focus on the outside factors that actually led to this event that disturbs you. Shift your focus onto the externals that created the situation will help you to let go of some of the feelings of personal guilt because you'll be more aware that the cause has nothing to do with you, which is true. So, what caused this situation in Afghanistan? Well, you might think about the history. You might think about other groups involved, the Taliban. You might think about basically the long war, but things that don't have to do with you. Remember that these feelings are very common. Experiencing guilt doesn't mean that you're guilty of doing anything wrong. Sadness, fear, anxiety, grief, and even guilt are completely normal responses to a terrible tragedy. And while it's normal, so you don't make yourself feel like you're having terrible pathology, it is okay to feel happy about your own good luck while at the same time mourning the fate of others. So remember, feeling guilt doesn't mean you're guilty. If you continue to have intrusive, upsetting thoughts, don't try to push them out, because as I mentioned earlier, pushing them out actually makes them stick even more strongly. But rather, try to examine how realistic are they? Is it realistic for you to feel responsible that the Afghan women will live under onerous circumstances? Try to restructure or restate your thought to a more realistic one. Is it sad for them? Yes. I feel sorry for them. My lack of oppression can't change things for them. And perhaps more importantly, at the moment, decrease your triggers. Once you have identified a topic that is especially triggering to this type of mental response, you want to purposely try to not have new triggers. You may need a few weeks where you don't scroll at all, where you just check in with a headline once in the morning on your computer, and you don't go down the rabbit hole of reading more, of looking more. Decreasing your getting triggered over and over again will give your mind a chance to move on from the same content and feel better. I hope this was helpful. Some people are really taking in too much news for them and their brains. You don't need to constantly watch or read news to be informed, and much of it is serving to emotionally tax you. Many of us could truly benefit from limiting our news exposure. I'm not talking about having no idea what's going on in the world. I'm talking about checking in with the top headline once a day and then being done. The constant emotional ping of distressing stories, lurid details, endless disaster or misery, and adding to a state of chronic stress is really not good for many of our mental and, in the end, our physical health. If this is already you, seriously consider a news diet for a week, at least, to cleanse yourself of the compulsive looking at phones, at TVs, and then restart at a greatly diminished level. You'll be amazed at how much time you'll save, but moreover, how much emotional energy you'll gain back. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.